Okay, so you know how everyone's always promising like easy money online and stuff? Like, especially with affiliate marketing, you see that and think, man, I want those commission checks, like yesterday.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody wants to know how long until I'm rich.
Right. But what if I told you it's not really about those quick wins? This deep dive, we're going to dig into building something that lasts. And we've got this awesome blog post from Your Own Online Income, YOUI, if you're in the know.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so they skip all the hype and just like lay it out there nice and real.
I like that no nonsense approach.
Exactly. And they make this point. They actually compare building a successful online business to gardening.
Gardening, okay. I'm intrigued.
Right. I love that analogy because
Yeah.
it's all about like nurturing something over time. But what does that actually look like online? I mean, it's not as easy as like just planting affiliate links and watching the money grow on trees, right?
Yeah.
Definitely not. Think about it. You wouldn't plant like a tomato seed and expect a whole caprese salad the next day. You've got to give it time, care, the right environment.
That's such a good
Your
point.
online business, same thing. It needs that foundation.
So, tending to your online garden, that means creating content, figuring out SEO, engaging with your audience. It's not passive at all, is it?
It's active. It's like creating that amazing content that's you planting the seeds, but then you need something to help them grow,
Is
right?
where SEO comes in.
Bingo. It's
Yeah.
like putting up a big old sign that's like, hey, look at this awesome content. It helps people actually find you online.
Because it's a crowded space out there.
Tell me about it.
And once they find you, you don't just like ignore them, right? It's like you
Yeah.
invite someone to try your tomatoes, you got to engage with your audience, answer their questions, make that connection.
Exactly. It's about building trust, not just hoping for a transaction, you know?
Yeah, totally. And the blog, they really hit on this embracing the long game, being patient, not giving up too soon.
Which is easier said than done, let's be real.
Oh, 100%. Especially when you're seeing everyone else's highlight reels. You know, those make money overnight. Things are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's tempting to be like, why isn't mine happening that fast? But it's like yanking a plant out of the ground every few days, checking if the roots are growing. You're just messing it up.
And speaking of messing it up by, throwing in the towel too soon, the blog actually tells a story about someone who almost did that.
Oh, no. Did they really?
Yeah, they were this close.
I feel like I know where this is going. The classic quit right before the breakthrough.
Oh, you already know. It's rough, right? All that work, just about to pay off.
Yeah.
And they quit.
Talk about bad timing.
Yeah.
Proof that persistence is key, huh?
Big time. I mean, you plant a seed, you don't just assume it'll be a tree the next morning, right?
Exactly. Building anything online takes time. No instant results. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It's like you're building the foundation still.
Makes sense. So, how do you stay motivated then in those early days when it feels like nothing's happening? Any tips from the blog?
Oh, they had some good ones. They're big on celebrating the small wins, that first sale, you know? A nice comment from someone reading your stuff, even just like seeing your website on Google when you search for the right thing.
Proof you're on the right track.
Exactly. Like those little sprouts popping up, you know, something's working down there, even if you can't see the whole plant yet.
Love that visual. And speaking of plants, the blogger, they talk about choosing the right seeds to plant, metaphorically. Basically, focus on a niche you actually care about.
Right. Makes sense. If you're going to spend all this time on something, might as well be something you enjoy, right?
100%. Like,
Yeah.
what could you talk about for hours even if no one was paying you? Those are the seeds you got to plant.
Totally. What would yours be?
Oh, man. Probably like vintage sci-fi books or weird history facts. Maybe too niche, but you get the idea.
No, I get it. The point is, your excitement, that's feel, keeps you going even when it's tough.
So true. And that excitement, it makes you want to create good stuff, not just any old content, which is what the blogger says next. Quality over quantity.
Yes. This is so important. It's tempting to just churn stuff out, but.
It's got to be good if you want people to actually stick around.
Right. Like homegrown tomato from your garden versus, I don't know, a bland one from the store. Which would you rather have?
Homegrown for sure. So we've got our exciting niche. We're making awesome content. We're talking to our audience. But how do people even find this online garden of ours? The blog mentions SEO, which, let's be real.
A lot of people, it's like a foreign language, right?
Totally. So SEO, for those who don't speak fluent internet.
It's like how to make sure your stuff actually shows up when people are looking for it. Remember that signpost idea?
Yeah.
SEO is like designing that signpost so it's impossible to miss.
So you don't get lost in the shuffle. I like that. But SEO is just one part, right?
Yeah.
The blogger also talks about engaging with your audience, actually interacting with them.
Oh, for sure. It's like you're not just inviting them into the garden. You're offering them a taste, asking what they think.
You actually care what they have to say.
Exactly. Builds that relationship, not just a one-time thing, which goes back to the long game, right?
It all connects. And as your garden grows, gets more visitors, the blogger says it's time to think about diversifying income streams. Now, before we picture rows of affiliate links for sale.
Huh. Not quite. It's about having more than just one way to make money from all your hard work. You've built this whole garden.
Gotta share the bounty.
Right. And you can share it in different ways.
So we're not just selling affiliate links. What else can we do to share the bounty, so to speak?
Okay, so imagine this. You could have ads on your website, right? People see them, you get a little something. Or you partner with a brand, do some sponsored content. That's cool too.
Okay, those make sense. But we're talking about diversifying, right? So even more than that.
Even more. Think about it, you're passionate about this stuff, right? So what if you made something like ebooks, courses, teach people what you know?
Wow, that's taking those tomatoes and making like a whole sauce business out of it.
Exactly. You got it. And it all goes back to, remember that story from the blog, that first $2.50 commission.
Oh, yeah. Small beginnings, right.
Huge. It's like, that was proof you can make money with this. But got to celebrate those little wins along the way.
Because it's easy to get discouraged. You see others like, I made $1 million in a week. And you're like, what am I doing wrong?
I've been there. That comparison trap is real. That's why I love like this whole patience thing the blogger talked about.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
100%. You're building something real, brick by brick, like a house. You wouldn't cheat on the foundation, right?
Definitely not. You want that thing strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you want a house you like being in, right? So your online business, it's got to be something you actually care about.
Otherwise, what's the point? That passion, people can tell.
So true. And this is where, like, the blogger drops the mic. They say, the real question isn't how long till I make money, but am I willing to keep going until I do? Mic drop.
Yeah, they went there. And honestly, that changes everything, I think.
It's not about quick.
It's like, okay, this is a journey. I'm going to learn. I'm going to grow. It's almost calmer, you know?
So instead of those get rich quick schemes.
Yeah.
What if everyone thought like gardeners?
Right. Tending to their ideas, letting things grow naturally. I love that.
Because, I don't know, there's something kind of beautiful about that, isn't there? It's not just about the money in the end. It's the building, the sharing, the community you create.
Yeah. You're putting something good out into the world.
And that feels good. Well, on that note, that's our deep dive for today. We're all about embracing the journey, putting in the work, and building something you're truly passionate about. Until next time, happy exploring.